Strapped by high unemployment, lack of medical care, and limited education opportunities, thousands of Palauans, Micronesians, and Marshallese are leaving their home islands in search of higher, more prosperous ground. Because of special treaties between the United States and those nations, their so-called freely associated migrants can travel to the U.S. for as long as they wish, with only a passport. But once here, they are not privy to entitlements such as Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, or even S-CHIP, even if they pay taxes. That's why under treaty compacts of free association, so-called compact impact funding, provides money to places where islanders are settling. Traditional recipient jurisdictions of that compact money are the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, CNMI for short, Guam and Hawaii. But now, Pacific Islanders are moving to other destinations, including Springdale, Arkansas. So a year ago, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, pressed by stakeholders, initiated an audit to determine if compact impact funding ought to be distributed to more jurisdictions, like Arkansas.
My name is David Gutnick, G-O-O-T-N-I-C-K. I'm Director of International Affairs and Trade at the U.S. Government Accountability Office, GAO, and I'm the lead author of the study on compact migrants.
David Gutnick, who's conducted intense study of Pacific Islander migration, including spending time among the Marshallese in northwest Arkansas, said the audit was requested by a number of key leaders.
Right. So we were requested by a number of members of Congress, including the delegate from Guam, the delegate from CNMI, the entire Hawaii delegation, both senators and the congresspersons, as well as members of Congress from Arkansas, including your new senator, John Bozeman. We were asked to look at a number of facets of compact migration. We looked at the counts, and we got some new data on the numbers of migrants, of individuals from Micronesia, Marshall Islands, and Palau who have come to the United States under the Compact of Free Association. We looked at the ways in which the affected jurisdictions, this is Hawaii, Guam, and the CNMI, the ways in which they report the costs to their jurisdictions of providing for health, education, and other social services for compact migrants. And we looked at the grants that are administered by the Department of the Interior to Hawaii, Guam, and CNMI for purposes of defraying the costs of providing services. And lastly, at the request of your delegation, we did look at and make a case study from the migration of Marshallese to northwest Arkansas.
In order to direct new compact funding to Arkansas, it's necessary to have a clear count of Pacific Islanders living here. We have the new 2010 census figures and one other enumeration, but they clash.
Right. Well, you know, there are some important distinctions between the numbers that were reported, numbers of Marshallese in, for example, Arkansas, that were reported in the 2010 census, and the number of Marshallese and Micronesians and Palauans who are reported in the various states, including Arkansas, under the American Community Survey, the data source that the U.S. Census Department used and we have presented that looks at the number of migrants in the United States. Some important distinctions there, and the state of Arkansas did very much want to point to the distinctions there because the 2010 census shows well over 4,000 Marshallese in Arkansas, whereas the American Community Survey, with a margin of error, only reports about 1,000 or 1,100 Marshallese in northwest Arkansas. So an important distinction, the Department of Census is responsible for both of those statistics. They stand by both of those statistics and would indicate that they're not meant to be comparable. But the counts differ significantly depending on which of those two sources you look to.
Any census enumerator will likely miss any number of Marshallese living in northwest Arkansas, given their cultural propensity to not discuss personal information with authorities. This study acknowledges that problem, looking toward the next Interior Department required count in 2013.
But there are some important distinctions between the total population of citizens of freely associated states who are in the United States and those individuals who are counted as compact migrants. So in order to count as a compact migrant, you need to have come here after the compacts of free association were established. And all of those individuals, as well as their U.S.-born children under age 18, are considered compact migrants.
First negotiated in 1986 and renewed in 2003 for 20 years, the Compact of Free Association conversely allows U.S. strategic military use of the Republic of the Marshall Islands, CNMI, and Palawan land. And while U.S. military installations provide some jobs to those islanders, the economy in those sovereign nations are floundering.
Right. So we found that the migration to the United States is growing, that there are now about 56,000 compact migrants in the United States. Citizens from the freely associated states, their first point of entry to the United States is typically Guam or Hawaii, but many of them are migrating well beyond there at this point, including Arkansas, but also California, Oregon, the state of Washington.
And demand for services in these additional states is growing. For example, a new public health clinic to serve Marshallese just opened in Springdale. Congress provided startup funds for it, but operating costs will be shouldered by the state.
Well, the affected jurisdictions cumulatively have reported about $1 billion in compact impact costs between 2004 and 2010 to provide services for compact migrants. So the largest cost center is educating the kids of compact migrants, but also health, social services, and public safety add up to about $185 million. Now, there is $30 million in compact impact grants that is allocated across those three jurisdictions on an annual basis. So all told, the reported impact costs exceed and do so by a considerable margin the amount that is available to defray those costs.
Among the recommendations, to better assess and account for just how compact impact grants are and will be spent, like any bureaucracy, there are cracks. So efficiencies and alternatives could help spread those dollars. Still, he said, Marshallese are here to work, so are contributing to the local economy. Copies of the report have been provided to members of Congress, Department of the Interior, the Department of State, the Census Bureau, and the governments of Guam, Hawaii, CNMI, Arkansas, Micronesian Federated States, the Marshall Islands, and Palau. Now, it will be up to policymakers to decide who gets what cut of the pie. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.